Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're doing that with Dr. Eric Cole, one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. He's sought out all around the world for his advice and wisdom and expertise. And his book is called Online Danger. I need the website again, Eric.
www.secureanchor.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Eric, one of the things, we're talking about some of the things that are going on right now in the cybersecurity world, and that aren't some of the things that are not going on that should be going on. One of the things I want you to help us with is many of us, most of us in the business world have LinkedIn accounts. I have one. I'm not as active as a lot of people are, but I am active on it, and we publish there, and most of my friends are there, and I get friend requests. I get people who want to link to me every day, and I used to be a lot more judicious about who I allowed than I am now. I'm a little less discriminate now than I used to be, because you want to link to people. You want them to be able to, if you're a publisher, you want them to be able to see what you're publishing. But I do know that there are ways that the cyber bad guys can breach your online platform account, your social media platform account. What do you think?
You are absolutely correct. And the scary part is it's pretty simple technique. So first, we have to remember that when you create accounts on LinkedIn, there is no verification of the individual or their jobs. I could go in right now and create an account for you and say that I'm the president or CEO of a billion-dollar company, and I can create this amazing resume. It would take me 30 to 40 minutes. So if you're getting these requests and you're just looking at their profile and their information, it could be total lies and totally made up. So we just have to train our brain that, okay, this is not accurate data. So what I always do,
but if it's a first request, and it's say from somewhere else, it's from India. It's a first request from India. Am I at jeopardy for accepting them as a friend to link to me? It's just linking, just accepting them. Is that putting me in jeopardy, or do I have to do something further than that?
Okay, so accepting them as a friend doesn't put you in jeopardy. Sending them a message doesn't put them in jeopardy, but the two things that will put you in jeopardy is believing they are who they say they are and sending them sensitive information. A lot of them will build a relationship and then ask you for personal data.
Right.
But the one that gets you the worst is clicking on a link or an attachment. So if they either send you a link or you're sitting there and you get an ad saying you can increase your business by 40%, that's the stuff you want to avoid. Is opening up a connection and starting a relationship is great, but do out-of-band verification, never send sensitive data, and never click on links.
Right. Well, see, what you're seeing now more are people in other parts of the world, Italy, India, China, wherever, and they're saying, you know, I have a business proposal for you. Well, you know what? That's actually not beyond reason. You know, a lot of people, me included, people could hear about what you do and could say, you know, a business proposal for me could be, I want you to come to India and give a speech. It could be something like that, or I want to buy some of your books, or I want to contribute to your show, or something like that. So that's a reasonable comment for someone to make to me on LinkedIn. That's the reason you're on LinkedIn. But if they said, okay, click here and read my proposal, that's when I get into trouble, isn't it?
Exactly. It's when you start taking action or say, hey, we need a $500 deposit and giving them bank accounts. That's when you cross over that line. But here's the issue. When you first accept the request and do the initial conversation, you know that, hey, they might not be who they think they are. But then a magical thing happens. After you communicate with them for 9 months, you all of a sudden trust them when there's no reason, and that's when people start making mistakes.
So folks, you got to be careful about this. Eric, I know people, smart people. I mean, not dummies, people who know what's going on, who have gotten their LinkedIn site compromised because they didn't use your advice. So folks, it can happen. You just got to be careful and be very judicious about this. Hey, Eric, good job today. What a great report you gave us today. It's awesome. And I need the website one more time, please.
SecureAnchor.com. SecureAnchor.com.
Can they find your book there?
Let me know how I can help you out. My book's there. My website's there. Everything you need is in one spot.
All right, so check it out, folks. SecureAnchor.com. Dr. Eric Cole. Don't forget the book is called Online Danger. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.